these violent incidents can literally, they can happen anywhere. In particular, you know, domestic violence incidents can be quite triggering as well, where guards will attend a scene there, and perhaps if there's drink taken, if there's drugs, you know, on board, people can turn very violent and very aggressive very quickly. So there's no part of the country that you can say, you know, it's more safer to be a guard than any other place. Every single part of the country and anywhere the guard can be stationed, they have that risk, they carry that risk around them, that at any time, on any occasion, they can be the victim of an assault.
We're hearing about the ongoing problems when it comes to recruitment and retention. In the first place, it's probably preventing people maybe from joining, and maybe a contributing factor as well when it comes to the challenges in retaining the services of existing officers.
Yeah, we would imagine it's more of an issue for certainly for the recruitment part of things. I obviously did a lot of research about a year and a half ago in relation to why people were resigning. And the threat of assault is not something that I suppose would worry people from a point of view that they wanted to retire or, sorry, resign. But certainly if you're looking at encouraging young people to join in Garda Síochána Cumann, and they're looking at the pay and they're looking at the conditions and they're looking at the pension and then they're looking at the risks and they're saying to themselves, these don't match up. I think I'll go off and do something else for maybe a better pay and where there isn't the risk of assault. So certainly we would see that this ongoing issue in relation to assault is definitely affecting people and whether and making the decision about whether they actually want to apply to be a guard or not.
I know there's always going to be a certain element of danger associated with the job. What would you be calling on the Minister for Justice and the Department of Justice to do here that could make it maybe a safer working environment for your members?
Well, there are a number of issues, and we firstly welcome the rollout of body cams to some of the parts of the country. Obviously, we would be looking for body cams to be rolled out to all our members because there is a lot of academic research behind them to say that people's behaviour changes when they know that they're actually being recorded by a police officer. We would also think it's about time perhaps that all our full-time members were actually given tasers. We know our specialist units have tasers, but perhaps we now need to introduce tasers to all our operational members. And there isn't really a deterrent in relation to assaulting a guard. There are mandatory maximum sentences, but there are no mandatory minimum sentences for somebody who actually affects themselves as a member of an Garda Síochána Cumann. So we would be asking for a mandatory minimum sentence, 7 to 12 years at the very least, for somebody who actually assaults a member of an Garda Síochána Cumann while they're on duty.